Welcome to Your Theories About Lost, the podcast strictly devoted to your theories. If you would like your theory heard on this podcast, send it to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our website at yourtheories.com or call our voicemail at 630-559-1452. Just a warning, this podcast may contain several spoilers. Your theory is about it all.
The F-Stop Blues writes, "I believe all of this has to do with Aaron. I think the Dharma researchers were trying to create a potent disembodied being, like spirit maybe. What resulted was a powerful being who convinced the researchers to follow and praise it. I believe that the spirit needed a host body, so who better than a newborn? That would explain why the others are so determined on getting Claire's baby. This would also explain Walt's kidnapping. He obviously has some form of psychic powers, so he might have been able to figure out the others' plans, so they stole him." F-Stop Blues also writes, "This one is a little out there, but here you go. The orientation film claims the hatch was originally used to study the island's unique electromagnetic energy, and indeed, there is a curious wall that seems to be humming with the stuff. But the film strip also states that the Degroots were following B.F. Skinner, a psychologist famous for his Skinner boxes, controlled environments used to study animal behavior. Folks, the hatch is a human Skinner box. Why wasn't this mentioned in the orientation film? Because the orientation film is part of the experiment. The film was fiction designed to induce paranoia and fear and observe the test subjects' reactions. What Dharma was studying was a behavior every Lost fanatic engages in. The human imperative to organize seemingly random details into some kind of order. Problem is that someone we haven't met or seen yet, was put in the hatch and had a psychic break of the world-altering proportions." Alex writes, "I'm just throwing an idea around, maybe not really workable, but as a social scientist, this would be the perfect experiment to test all kinds of political science questions, study the nature, formation of authority and rules, enforcement of rules, group dynamics and group roles, leadership, conflict analysis, the list goes on. Of course, a perfect social experiment if no morals were involved and no one would care for the experiment subjects. Could it all have a component of testing how would human beings react in such conditions? This is not a theory, so I apologize if I don't back it up with empirical evidence. Just throwing a possible idea for further thought over here." Pete 1 writes, "I'm wondering if they are not all there because they all represent some degree of survivability, either through adaptability or through raw skills. Everyone there has shown a great willingness to adapt or to do what has to be done to protect their own interests or lives. Sawyer survived by conning. Kate has shown the ability to live on the lam. Jin, quote, did what he had to do. Charlie would have to be pretty good at conning due to his addiction needs. Claire, as a single parent. Boone's sister was also a master manipulator. Locke surviving in spite of his disability, etc. The challenge may be to figure out how Jack fits into this theory. Thoughts?" Amazing writes, "I'm from England, so I haven't seen the second series, but I have a theory from what I've seen so far. This is obviously an island in the middle of nowhere, so in the 50s-ish, wouldn't it be the perfect place for nuclear testing? The hatch could be a protection place. It was kept secret, so not to be found on radar. It would explain the weird and mutant animals. The numbers, well, if something hadn't gone quite right, instead of alarming people, saying there was a nuclear problem, then sending out a code of numbers, that would probably be a code for only the people who needed to know the problem could have been sent out. Again, I'm probably wrong and haven't seen the second series, but I'm just saying." Meech writes, "What if they're just deranged Dharma workers? And maybe the Dharma Project was started in like the 40s or the 50s, and they didn't really know how far away from anywhere they were. The boat they had was just really small. There's no way they could have traveled to Australia or US in that thing. And maybe the large boat filled with TNT was that boat that they came in on." Meech also writes, "How about this one? I just realized after the whole Henry Gill thing in lockdown, anybody from the plane could be an other. Because one of the others could have found a dead body on the shore when they first crashed, and stole their identity, like the other formerly known as Henry Gill did, and could just be imitating that person so they still show up on the manifest. What be your thoughts on that one? Because even Desmond showed up in one of the flashbacks, and I don't know if he's an other or not. But it at least means any person on the plane could be associated with the Dharma Initiative or the others."
Your theories about Dharma. I'm Lucas Lost. Feel free to check out my podcast at freewebs.com/the-dharma luke-initiative. If you would like to send me an email, my address is luke@yourtheories.com. On to the theories. An unnamed user writes, here is an acronym meaning, the Great Hanso Advanced Research of Magnetic Anomalies. Johnny Branville writes, here's another acronym meaning, Development of Human Anatomy Research Appliance. Meach writes, my first thought of the map featured in lockdown was that it was a diagram of all the hatches, but there's 7 around the question mark in the middle. Carl Karrasten response writes, the question mark in the middle is a missile. In response to Meach's post, Lucas Lost writes, they are the hatches, but I believe that the Arrow Station is not an official research station, but just a storage area. Kyle Karras then posted another picture of the map, and a picture of the map with the text overlaid on it, so you can work out what the text is. In response to that post, Lucas Lost wrote, Darmatel Intranet, hey? Those numbers looked a bit like IP addresses, but there's not enough numbers or dots. Now we know that the boat is definitely Dharma's, and Sursum Coda may have been cut off before the orientation film, because then there are 6 stations. Lost Man writes, on the map, the expected shutdown date in the right-hand corner was the date the orientation film was made. Johnny Brownville writes, the map seems to have a lot of Latin in it. If you translate the Latin, it says a lot about gods, the devil, and hell. It also says a lot about the entry to hell. Just a quick message from me. There's now a monthly photo competition for who can post the best pictures of Dharma products. The winner will receive bonus theory points. So that's every month. There wasn't a whole month this month. There was only half, but Kyle Karras has won, as he posted a picture of Dharma Initiative Ranch Compositive, and on that, the Dharma spelling was wrong, it said Dharma, so he's going to get bonus theory points for that.
Your theory is about the island.
Roy writes, my own theory is that since Mr. Echo is starting to mark trees, that this will reveal something about why or how the trees are being torn down. For instance, he might wake up one day and the tree that he marked is on the other side of the beach. Or perhaps, the marked tree will be gone and an identical tree in its place.
Your theory is about the others.
Maddie Shannon writes, I think Alex is genuine. I think she will play a big part in the future. I think she'll help Jack and the Losties to recover Walt and slowly start fighting back the others and winning with the army they want to put together. I think when all-out fighting doesn't work, except casualties, that they will try and play the others' own game, infiltration. Chris writes, in lockdown, Henry looked frightened and asked questions constantly because he didn't want Locke to hear what was coming out of the PA system. Every time the woman spoke, Henry would yell something. He wasn't afraid of what was going to happen. He was afraid of Locke finding out why it was going to happen.
Your theory is about the characters.
Lucas Lost writes, Locke's dad pretended to die so he could come back and work with Dharma. He is on the island because people have suggested Oceanic is a Hanso company. In lockdown, they made a point of showing us the jets that Locke's dad would be flying on. They had an Oceanic logo on them.
Thank you for listening to Your Theories About Lost. Once again, if you'd like your theory heard on this podcast, please email it to theory@yourtheories.com, visit our website at yourtheories.com, or you could voice or fax your theory to area code 630-559-1452.